Autumn cooking, quick, easy meals, and we're concentrating on noodles. I really like a chef called Adam Lau, and no doubt you've seen him, read about him, but he makes these fantastic chai Thai noodles. But the dressing, which he indicates in his book, lasts for 6 months. Remember not to contaminate anything when you make a big, plentiful supply. Always use a clean fork or spoon or knife or whatever. But this makes about 2.5 cups. A quarter of a cup of soy sauce, a quarter of a cup of fish sauce, half a cup of oyster sauce, a quarter of a cup of caster sugar, a quarter of a cup of garlic oil, which I'll go through with you, and a quarter of a cup of Shangxing wine. It's just fantastic. And a tablespoon of corn flour, just to thicken it at the end. But to make your garlic oil, you use 2 cups of peanut oil and 1 cup of garlic cloves. You can bake that in the oven for about 30 minutes at 120. So you're basically doing a confit of garlic. Strain it, keep the cloves and mash it, store it and use the oil. But another way to... There's two couple of different ways he explains to use this. The first, he suggests using about 400 grams of chicken, brown it off, remove, add some spring onions, 6 spring onions, 2 cups of Chinese cabbage shredded, a large chili, about 1 kilo of the Hokkien noodles, and when you finish off, some basil. But you can change it around. You can change your vegetable, use thin slices of duck. And another one way that he uses it, which I think is delicious, is using a pork mince, about 500 grams, an extra 2 tablespoons of oyster sauce. Stuff is fantastic. It's just so delicious. Beautiful even on just grilled broccolini. Just wonderful. 2 tablespoons of fish sauce and about half a teaspoon of sugar, 250 grams of green beans plus 2 red chilies and 2 kaffir lime leaves, which you've cut up. So now you have pork, green beans and lime leaf, which is a totally different meal using the different type. And it takes me back to what we talked about in the last podcast about getting ready for cooking. Keeping your flat packs ready, like your mince if you buy it, pack it really flat, the pork mince, your prawns, your barbecue duck, your beef mince, your lamb mince. If you've got leftover cooked rice, fantastic, or macaroni or something. But if you do it in a flat pack, what it allows you to do is you get home, you haven't actually prepped for that night, but you can take one of these flat packs out, put it on the bench, and it defrosts in such a short period of time. By the time you've chopped up all your veg or you've, you know, fed the dog or walked the dog or bathed the children or whatever, that's defrosted enough that you can start using that for your meal. And I think these are the ways that we actually start to, number one, cut back on the cost of food. Number two, prepare more food within the house. I noticed that there's a lot of Uber drivers getting around with people getting delivery. We talk about the economy. We talk about spending more money. But if we can prep a little bit before, it's brilliant. Takes me back to the white sauce. If you make a bechamel for one meal, double it, triple it, because that way then you've got the bechamel for a chicken pie. If you've got leftover chicken pie, you've got it for the actual next lot of meals I'm going to talk to you about. And I think this makes a very big difference to your budgeting. So when we come, our next section is going to be looking at pasta.